Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, earlier during Newsy Bits, we spoke about the report that the Children's Rights Alliance released last week that shows that young people want to see the voting age reduced to 16. Well, we have two students on the line to speak about this. We have Irish Second Level Students Union Deputy President Adam Lamb and ISSU Secretary Owen Connolly. They're on the line. Good morning. Hi, Owen.
Morning.
How are you? Let's see, do we have Adam? Is Adam there? I think we just lost him. Can we get Adam back on? Owen, I'll chat to you for a second. So, Owen, can you tell me why should the voting age be lowered?
Well, it's starting to happen in other countries. Like if in the EU alone, you have Austria, Malta, Scotland, Wales, and the new German government have also endorsed it, and the European Parliament endorsed it. Because it is like we're seeing young people becoming a lot more engaged in political issues today than they ever were before. Really, you've seen that particularly with the climate movement and with student issues, like we have seen. And we think it would just be a better change for a democracy because young people are like there's a lot of issues affecting young people now that really the sooner they have a say on them, the better.
Okay, we have Adam Lamb back on the line. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Very good, Jennifer. Nice to see you.
Thanks for coming on the show, Adam. Do you think the majority of 16-year-olds in the country want the right to vote?
I think the majority of 16-year-olds want to have a say in their own democracy and they want to have a say in how they're governed and the decisions that affect them. And to be fair, that is a human right. It's a child's right to have a say. And really, there's no better framework to have a say in the decisions that affect you than to have a vote because it really does kind of back up and underpin your voice in democracy. So I think, and the report has shown that, our own work as the Irish Second Level Students Union has shown that there is a real passion and drive for young people to, first of all, learn about democracy, learn about politics and education, and then also to apply that by having a say.
Now, Owen, you mentioned there it's been happening around the globe, Austria, Isle of Man, Scotland, Wales, Malta. How has the response been? Has it been positive or negative?
In those countries, they've had pretty good turnout. They've had better turnout than some other age categories. Like Scotland, in Scotland, you can register for local elections and Scottish Parliament elections when you're 14 in order to vote at 16. So it's really about like getting the education there from a younger age. I think it does show it can work because Malta uses the exact same election system as us. Scotland uses it for the local elections. So like, I wouldn't just do this and leave it at that. I would also bring in better political education so people are engaged and are informed and can get it with good turnout because we have seen good turnout where it's been implemented.
Okay. Well, the turnout is good. Okay. But Adam, some people would say that the majority of 16-year-olds are impressionable. Might not know what to do with their own lives. Do we want to look for their opinion on government as well? What would you say to that?
I think that's a matter of holding young people to a much higher standard that you're holding the current electorate to. I think many people, whether they're aged 25 or 45, are also very impressionable people. You know, they can be swayed by online media, traditional media, or politics in general, and that can sway everyone's opinions. So I don't think it's fair to hold 16-year-olds to a much, much higher standard than you're holding the current electorate to. And really, at the end of the day, your vote is at your own discretion. It's making your voice, your opinion heard. And young people do clearly have a voice and opinion. We can see that in, you know, climate strikes that's happened over the past couple of years, that young people are very passionate about the topics they care about. And it's not fair to exclude them from the decision-making process, really.
Owen, legally, a 16-year-old is still a child in society. In the courts, 16-year-olds are treated as juveniles. So should that change if they're able to vote?
16-year-olds can currently get a job and work and therefore pay taxes. 16-year-old is the age of medical consent where you can make your own decisions about your own body. You don't have to make a 16-year-old a legal adult to allow them to vote. It is simply about changing the laws about voting. And they don't even have to do it by referendum for all cases. The Dáil could pass a bill to allow 16-year-olds to vote in local and European elections, which, again, the European Parliament endorsed themselves. It doesn't need a dramatic shift in what a 16-year-old is. It can be simply this right alone. And just on the point Adam was making, like, if you gave 16 and 17 year olds a vote, even say we were all impressionable, you wouldn't really have this nightmare scenario, because if 16 and 17 year olds could vote, they'd only be about 4% of the electorate. So it is simply about making the government more accountable to young people, but it wouldn't cause this drastic shift in how the country voted either.
Well said. Adam, can you tell me, what is the ISSU's Vote at 16 working group? What is that exactly?
Basically, it's a group of very passionate young people, some of who are 16, some of who are a bit older as well, who have been working for over a year, almost 2 years now, on kind of lobbying and campaigning. You know, we've spoken to all of the politicians that currently have a bill in either the Dáil or the Seanad. So, I mean, Thomas Byrne has one bill in the Seanad, so does Fintan Warfield, and then Thomas Pringle has one in the Dáil, all with the aim of lowering the voting age to 16. So we've spoken with those, we've encouraged those bills to be introduced, and spoken about, you know, strategies of how to campaign for that. We've also just this year held a convention or a symposium about Vote at 16 with many other youth organisations across the island, to kind of share our ideas and to work on hopefully a future campaign to raise awareness about lowering the voting age.
Well, Adam and Owen, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. The Irish Second Level Students Union Deputy President Adam Lamb and ISSU Secretary Owen Connolly. Thank you so much and best of luck, and keep us posted, yeah?
No problem. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys. There we go. There's a lad speaking to us about why the voting age should be reduced from 18 to 16. And what do you think about this? Do you agree? They were very impressive, weren't they? On a side note, I think the country is in safe hands if our teenagers are doing that kind of thing and speaking like that. You can let me know your thoughts. 51552. We'll be right back after these.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.